we're out of the studio now for our next feature on the programme. You'll probably remember in the past we have featured a number of productions that have been produced in association with Dorset's Rural Arts Charity. They're called Arts Reach, and I'm very pleased to say that another of their productions is shortly to take place at The Exchange in Sturminster Newton. And for this, they're engaging the talents of the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra. And I'm very pleased to say that joining us from the BSO is Lucy Warren. Lucy, welcome to Community Connections.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Tell us, first of all, about working with Arts Reach. Is this something that the BSO have done before?
Absolutely, yeah. We've got a really long-standing relationship with Arts Reach. So the BSO, we exist to bring music into people's lives right across a very big geographical area, about 10,000 square miles. And the way that we can do that effectively is in partnership. And so we have a fantastic partnership with Arts Reach, who we've probably worked with way over a decade. And every season we work together to programme as many concerts as we can across the fantastic county of Dorset.
This production then features the strings ensemble from the BSO. You can then split the orchestra into its component parts and take each on tour.
Yes, absolutely. So as I say, we cover a big region, and it's very much in our DNA that we reach as far into all of those communities as we can, and you just physically can't do that with a symphony orchestra. So our On Your Doorstep programme, of which this is one of those concerts, is exactly that. It's different ensembles made up of players from across the orchestra. So some of those are a mixture. Some of them include wind and brass and strings. And this season, especially with Arts Reach, we've got our 19-piece string ensemble, and then we also have a brass octet going out on the road as well.
Getting out of Bournemouth must give you a real sense of satisfaction that you are taking music to the masses.
Absolutely. I mean, we are, without a shadow of a doubt, the orchestra that's on the road the most in the UK. It's, you know, every week the orchestra as a whole tours right across the region, whether that be in Bristol or Truro or Basingstoke, Exeter. And then within BSO Participate especially, we have programmes of activity, ongoing programmes of activity happening right across the region, whether that's in Chard in Somerset or down in Bodmin. And BSO On Your Doorstep is another extension of that, essentially. So it's performance ongoing right across our amazing patch of the southwest of England.
I guess also you're introducing people to a form of music that they may actually be unaware of. We know from listening figures to stations like Radio 3 and Classic FM that interest and participation in classical music is actually going up.
Yeah, I mean, that's a positive piece of news, isn't it? I mean, the BSO On Your Doorstep is absolutely designed with that in mind. So the idea that we try and achieve with those concerts is that you might reach an existing audience, an existing classical audience. They might not be a BSO audience, but they're people who, for whom going to a classical music concert is part of their lives. But also that we're able to reach people who might never have done that. And that's when working with someone like Arts Reach is invaluable, because you're programming concerts literally in the heart of rural communities, in people's village hall, where there's an existing network of you know, village promoters and people who have trust what Arts Reach have and what that stamp of approval means. And so what I find really joyous every time I'm at most of these concerts, and I have the great privilege of being able to talk to the audience as they're coming in and out, and so often, every concert, I would say, you have people for whom this is the first time they've come to a classical concert, and, you know, you hope that it'll be the first of many, of course.
Do they ever come up to you at another concert and say, I saw you last year, or I went to one of your smaller events and now I've come to Bournemouth to watch the whole orchestra?
Yeah, they do. It's rare, but it definitely does happen. And I think one of, certainly formerly, there was communities of people that would club together and get a coach, you know, from, let's say, Sherborne into Poole, so that they could all come down and see the full orchestra perform at the most local venue. So, yeah, that's definitely one of the through lines. I think also, really importantly, whilst that is fantastic, this our On Your Doorstep programme exists just for that reason as well. You know, it's just as impactful for somebody to have been to that one concert in their local village hall and that be a possible kind of ignition of interest in classical music, or going to other events, or connecting with their local neighbour in a way they haven't done previously, as them then coming on to further BSO activity, you know.
You've got me thinking there as well. This is an opportunity for people to engage maybe with their neighbours, the person who lives down the road, that they may not actually do outside of that concert venue or sitting next to that person. It's bringing communities together.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. And actually, for the first time this season, we've also struck a partnership with Arts Reach through our Dementia Friendly Cake concerts. So they are very specifically really kind of cultivating what you've just said. You know, they are, as they say, they're concerts tailored to be really accessible for people living with dementia and their carers, although not exclusively for. They're with our trio of musicians called the Tea Time Trio, but they're really actively set up to support local people to make connections and find connections. And you know, everyone sits on round tables and they have cake, as of course is in the name, clues in the name. They have tea and cake, What is fantastic about those is always that's what people say. They come away, they've made a connection with somebody. They might have, you know, grown their support network as a result of that, or just shared a moment in a way that they haven't done for a very long time. You know, people that are really very isolated.
It's been proved as well, hasn't it, that music is very good for people who are living with dementia and Alzheimer's.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a big part of the work that we do. I mean, we work in Dorset County Hospital working with people living with dementia, and we've had this long-standing cake concert programme. Absolutely, there's heaps and heaps of evidence out there, and I feel very fortunate that I get to see that in real time a lot in my job, and it is, music absolutely reaches people in a way that other things don't.
We must thank Dorset County Hospital. Actually, they are providing us with the room today to record this interview. You've had a long-standing relationship with the hospital here. Do you have relationships outside of the hospital with other organisations as well?
Yeah, I mean, the BSO Participate programme is absolutely founded on partnership. So that spans everything from music education hubs, schools, obviously local authorities, lots of community organisations. We do a lot of work in the field of creative health, and all of that is always in partnership with specialist partners, whether it be Mind in Cornwall or ARC at Egwood in Somerset. I mean, yeah, I wish I had the figure to hand, but I can tell you it's hundreds of partnerships for sure, and right across the spectrum of healthcare and education, community, arts, yeah.
Let's look at this event in Sturminster Newton then. It's on Thursday, the 20th of November. Tell us about this particular concert.
So this concert it's called Serenades and Starbursts. It is 19 of the BSO's finest string players. And they present the concert themselves, and they guide you through a programme that features some really well-known string repertoire. So in the title, we have Tchaikovsky's Serenade for Strings, and also through to some things that might be lesser known, which is really important for me when we program these concerts. So the Starburst comes from Jesse Montgomery's Starburst, who is a living American composer. And it is sure to be a fantastic evening in which you get to hear some great music, but you also get to know the players of the BSO a bit more as well. You know, they're designed to be a more intimate concert experience.
Sturminster Newton then, the Exchange, is a reasonably sized venue, but you are also performing other concerts in the Dorset area, aren't you, in maybe even smaller venues?
We are, yeah. So the Exchange, we've been to the Exchange a few times there, and they're just a fantastic venue, and definitely, without a doubt, probably the biggest on Arts Reach's books. But we will then be later in the season, so we're taking our brass octet, and they're going to two churches. So they'll be at Blandford Parish Church on the 16th of December, and then the following day on the 17th, they'll be at St Christopher's Church in Winfrith. So they'll be really intimate. And of course, we program them, so the winter, you can't get better than brass around Christmas, in my opinion. So they'll be really special, magical, very intimate performances, yeah.
And you are coming to Sherborne, aren't you?
We are. So the orchestra is coming to Sherborne, absolutely, under the direction of our amazing chief conductor, Mark Wigglesworth. That's the 11th of December.
I think we'll get you back on nearer the time to talk more about that. That would be wonderful if you'd be welcome. Let's just go through those details again then. The concert at the Exchange in Sturminster Newton is on Thursday the 20th of November. It begins at 7 o'clock. How can people find out more information and book tickets, Lucy?
So they can go to our website, which is bsolive.com. Go to What's On. It's listed there. It's also listed through Arts Reach and the Exchange. So any of those three places, it'll be in the Arts Reach brochure as well. Tickets start, so £5 is the lowest tickets. Get in there quickly, because I would say this, but it's true, they do always sell out.
We hope that we've helped you do a little bit of extra publicity as well, but we would recommend our listeners, if you do want to go to that concert at the Exchange in Sturminster Newton on Thursday the 20th of November at 7 o'clock, then you've had all the contact details, and I'm sure if you just googled Arts Reach Dorset, you'd also find it on that as well. Lucy Warren, thank you so much for your time today. What are you planning for next year?
Within our On Your Doorstep, we have other ensembles, and one of them, which we've performed in various places across the county, is Curious Creatures, which is our family show. We definitely are hoping that we can do more of those, as well as some more of our mixed ensembles. And we're really, really looking forward to doing some more cake concerts. So we've had two of these dementia-friendly cake concerts, and we're just in the midst of finalising three more that'll be in the new year. So it'd be fantastic to bring those into really rural communities across the county too.
Well, if you need a cake taster, you know where I am. Lucy Warren from the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.